USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Treasury Department says more than half the people eligible for coronavirus relief payment have gotten their stimulus money so far, with 4 in 10 still waiting for a direct deposit or check. More than 88 million payments totaling $158 billion had gone out, according to the most recent data from the IRS, who expects to send out a total of over 150 million payments. A state-by-state breakdown released by the IRS shows that progress sending out the payments has been relatively consistent. Residents of California, that has the largest population, have gotten a total of 9.1 million payments worth nearly $16 billion. New York, which was the state hit hardest by the coronavirus, has seen 5.5 million payments totaling about $9.4 billion. We'll keep you updated with everything going on with the coronavirus right here at USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The World Health Organization cautioned against the idea of immunity passports, saying there's currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected from a second infection. Immunity passports have been suggested by some governments as a means to enable people to travel or return to work, assuming they can't be reinfected. But the WHO said more research on immunity is needed before this can be considered. Keep your eye on the sky in the coming weeks as the Navy Blue Angels are planning a series of flyovers to honor healthcare and essential workers fighting on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Their salute to the nation called America Strong will appear over areas hardest hit by coronavirus, according to a joint statement from the U.S. Navy and Air Force. General Dave Goldfein, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, said, "We're excited to fly over cities across America as our way of saying thanks to the healthcare workers, first responders, and all the people who selflessly run into the breach to keep America strong." This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed an executive order pushing back local elections scheduled for May 5th until May 19th. The two-week period is the longest he is constitutionally allowed to delay an election without action from the state's General Assembly. Northam said at a news conference, "If you plan to vote in that election, I strongly encourage you to vote absentee by mail." Earlier this week, the House of Delegates passed a motion to postpone the election until November, but the state Senate did not agree. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady admitted to a series of comedic missteps around his new home in Tampa, Florida, including breaking and entering and trespassing. Brady, who recently signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after two decades with the New England Patriots, called himself out for walking into a stranger's home and being at a park against stay-at-home orders. Brady was set to meet with Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, but accidentally visited the coach's next-door neighbor, David Kramer. Brady just let himself in, and Kramer had this to say to TMZ.
"Am I in the wrong house?" And I said, "Like, who are you looking for?" And he said, "Is this Byron's house?" Right then and there, my body just clicked. Tom Brady is in my house. By the time I could get my composure, he was like, "Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry." Grabs his bags and just is gone.
Brady was also caught earlier this month working out at a Tampa park, which had been closed to fight the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.